Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is August 13th, 2017. In this segment, we'll take a look at the week that was and see how the planet's patterns in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. But before we begin, a little reminder. The Astrology News Report needs your financial help to keep going. Even $10 helps, but you can donate any amount. Just click or tap on the link at the end of the video. Thanks. And now, on with the show. So, what a week. Filled with weird, unexpected, confusing, even threatening happenings and news items. Most notably, the war of words that erupted between two presidents on opposite sides of the world. The astrological pattern in play has been Mercury, planet of communications, media reports, reasons and explanations, being directly opposite Neptune, planet of fantasies, illusion, delusion, doubt and confusion, and deception. Mercury was barely moving in the heavens due to the fact that it was going retrograde on Saturday, August 12th. It was, in astrology speak, stationary. A planet that is stationary is stronger than usual, therefore more likely to produce events, but since the planet is not moving forward in its normal direction, the significations of that planet are not operating normally. So, here we have Mercury, planet of rational thinking and reasonable discussion, frozen in place in the zodiac, therefore fixed thinking, immovable opinions, inflexible reasoning. Now, throw in the influence of Neptune, the irrational planet of confusion, distrust, and deception, and we can surmise that this is not a beneficial planetary pattern. It's hard to figure out what is actually going on when the communication channels are so messed up. And so, having barely gotten situated in his summer White House in Bedminster, New Jersey, Mr. Trump called a press conference in which he blasted away at North Korea, promising fire and fury the likes of which the world has never seen, if Kim Jong-un should continue pursuing his game of chicken with the U.S. The administration spin machine immediately went into overdrive to compensate for the over-the-top declaration by Mr. Trump. That's Mercury, planet of information, influenced by Neptune, planet of deception, equals media spin. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said that Trump was just improvising, that this remark was just Trump being Trump, in other words, not scripted and not the official policy of the United States. But, of course, Kim Jong-un took the bait and promised that North Korea's next move would be to fire off missiles that would come back to Earth near Guam, where the U.S. has a rather large military installation, essentially calling Trump's bluff. Then on Thursday, Mr. Trump made clear that fire and fury was really a mild form of what he had in mind. And that was followed on Friday morning with his now infamous locked and loaded tweet. Now, for the astrology angle on all of this, Mr. Trump, being born with Mars conjunct his ascendant degree, is not one to back down from a fight. Note that how, in his chart, Mercury has been transiting near his natal Mars, putting together the planet of communication with his natal planet of combat. The media, of course, took off on all of this, raising fears of an imminent nuclear war, two nutcase leaders with their escalating rhetoric, and each with constituencies eager for a fight, and both with nuclear capability. So, what happens now? Well, as of Saturday, Mercury, the planet of communication and making rational decisions, has begun a retrograde phase while still opposite Neptune. So, not the best time for reasonable discussion. And, in a couple of weeks, Mars, the planet of haste and violence, joins up with Rahu, significator of accidents, and retrograde Mercury, indicating misunderstanding, misinterpretation, and the potential for impulsive action. This does not look good. On Saturday, just when Mercury went retrograde, we got another dose of the Mercury-Neptune opposition. Mercury is the planet of ideas and reasons. Neptune is fantasy and imagination, which means that Neptune is also a planet of idealism. Question is, whose idealism? The planetary energy pattern is available to everyone. White supremacist and KKK groups decided that Charlottesville, Virginia, was a good place to stage a Unite the Right protest, which originally was about the removal of a Confederate statue from a city park. The protest started on the university campus Friday night, and then escalated on Saturday. The white supremacists were met by counter-protesters while a whole lot of police in riot gear looked on, and the situation quickly turned violent. The Neptune-Mercury energy for misunderstanding, suspicion, and distrust manifested in another way. Evidently, Mr. Trump's statement on the violence didn't adequately condemn the white nationalists, which set off another media and Twitter storm of outrage, now not just about the event itself, but also on the president's failings and maybe his tacit support of the supremacist groups. Having just turned retrograde, Mercury takes several days to get moving, so the planetary pattern of Neptune opposing retrograde Mercury doesn't change much this week, meaning we can anticipate that there will be more irrational, idealistic thinking from all points of view. Okay, that's all the time I have for this week, and now a small favor. It does take a lot of time, effort, work to produce these videos, and I do live in the real world with bills to pay. If you appreciate what this YouTube channel does for you, you can show your support by visiting the donation page and making a contribution. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here. Thanks, and until next week.